Hi, Linda Barnby with National Association of Entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur with a local business, you may be wondering about what the hoopla is all about surrounding social media and whether you should spend your time and effort in creating a social media presence. I hope to be able to answer that for you today. You're like most entrepreneurs if you have a local business. Most entrepreneurs either have a mom-and-pop shop with a single or maybe multiple locations in a small geographical area, or you may be a solopreneur, a sole business owner, usually with a service-based business. So you're in the majority of entrepreneurs if you have a local business. While wearing the many hats of a small business owner, your most vital hat, of course, is that of chief marketer of your business. And if you don't market your business, it may be that few prospective customers will even know that your business exists. Gone are the days, if in fact they ever really existed, of build it and they will come. Today, it's like the wild, wild west. We're living in frontier country on the fringe of civilization. The relentless cacophony of marketing messages drown out all but the most insistent of messengers, while simultaneously dulling the senses of all of us who reside in the marketplace. So let me ask you a question. How do you, a local business owner, manage to be heard and to get found in this raucous frontier town? You know, when we lived in civilization, the rules were simpler. You just chose a medium or two: radio, TV, print advertising, or yellow pages. You paid your advertising dues and waited. And for the most part, these traditional forms of media advertising worked. Now, we live in a new frontier called relationship marketing. Suddenly, who knows you is less effective than who you are in relationship with from a business standpoint. The reason is because there is more than one saloon in town, more than one barber, and more than one boarding house. When consumers are looking for service providers of almost any kind, their options are many. So before deciding to purchase or invest their time and money in a service, they will seek reviews, testimonials, and other data they consider reliable insight into the worthiness and credibility of a business. So to earn new business, business owners must first demonstrate that they care about their customers and clients, and that their customers and clients are happy with their experience with the company. Accountability is king, and its queen is relationship building. And relationship building is what social media is all about. So, if you want to increase your business's visibility, credibility, and trustworthiness in the eyes of your prospective customers, then you want to be knee-deep in social media circles like Facebook, LinkedIn, and a host of others. You want to have not just a website that's a static online brochure for your company, but a living, breathing communication tool, a blog, that is a platform for interaction with your customers and prospective customers. So, in a word, the answer is yes. You want to be involved in social media. If you'd like more information about how to become involved in social media for your business and how to grow your business, visit NationalAssociationOfEntrepreneurs.com. This is Linda Barnby.